K-Rock 955, Tom Lingy and Loggy, minus the Lingy this morning, but we're joined by an extra special guest. You may know him from his work as the frontman of Eskimo Joe. He's coming to us live from Perth. It's Cav Templey. Good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. Am I like the extra in your radio show today? Am I like co-hosting or am I just a guest?
Well, but whatever you want, mate.
It's open.
Is there a paycheck involved? Do I get paid money for hosting?
Absolutely not.
Hardly one for us, Cap.
We'll pay you in love.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. I heard that's good in crypto, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's like Dogecoin, but it's a love coin.
Yeah, love it.
Mate, how's things in Perth? We have a running theme in the show. Before we talk about the music, we have a running theme in the show that neighbours in Perth are awful, because we just keep getting these stories about people suing each other for having barbecues and vegans suing them and you know, trying to get them to the kids not to play in backyards because it's razzing up their dogs, that kind of thing. Do you have any awful neighbours?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, no!
Yes! I keep pushing the narrative and it's true!
Why? Why are they awful?
They're horribly precious in Perth. You know, everyone makes jokes about Perth drivers, you know, needing lots of real estate around them when they drive on the road. I think that can be said. You know, we're used to having so much space. So anyone who comes anywhere near our space, we're like, I don't like this at all. You know, we are pretty much the nanny state. You know, we complain about daylight savings because it's going to ruin the curtains. And, you know, we're just basically a retirement village. Yeah. My neighbours out the back have got like a young kid who must be about 13. And, you know, we've got teenagers as well, myself and my wife. But he's like the classic rat bag teenager.
Aww.
And so he's always like hanging out with his friends in the park and, you know, stealing beer from the back fridge. Yeah. So, yes, we've got rat bag neighbours. And then there's a weird old dude across the street who's continuously working on some like a, I don't know what he's doing, but he's like, he's building something suspicious.
Triggering this guy.
I'm so glad I asked. So glad. I didn't plan on it. It just came out, but I'm so glad I asked. Oh, mate. Now, I assume that at some point you may be the annoying neighbour, though, being a muso yourself and being a multi-instrumentalist. Mm. Now, you've got new music and you've got a new album coming out. And I believe you are playing most of the instruments on it.
Yeah, well, it's a solo album. And so the way that solo albums work is it's just generally me in a room by myself for long periods of time.
Sure.
Playing as many instruments as I can. I work out that I really can't play the drums that well and I get someone to play the drums. That's about how it works.
Yeah.
With the new song, Machines of Love and Grace, that I've just put out, it's pretty much me playing most of the instruments. But it was written and recorded during the pandemic. So by necessity, there is like, you know, there are other players on it, but it was just whoever was in the jam room that day. My little studio that I have in Fremantle, I share with an amazing percussionist. The walls are just covered with amazing percussion gear. So on the song, you can hear like cool, like really like little tambourines and tinkly things.
Mm.
And that's because, the guy, he came in, Steve, is the guy I share my studio with. And I was like, hey, what are you doing today, Steve? Can you record some percussion? He was like, no worries. So there was a lot of those things that kind of popped up during the recording.
Well, look, Tom has an amazing idea for Machines of Love and Grace. And he was kind of like, no, I don't think I'm going to put it to him. But he thinks you could collaborate with a special brand. Mm. And I'm just putting you on the spot now, Tom. I think you should... Cav can take it. Go on.
So, how do you feel about pan flute, Cav?
Not the pan flute gear. Machines of Love and Grace.
Oh, the collaboration with Sexyland because the Machines of Love. Any chance they're going to get on board, so to speak?
I would love to do. I'd love to do an ad for Sexyland where it's just me saying the word Sexyland, and that's the ad.
Yeah, that'll get people real excited.
I apologise, I did not pick up what you were putting down there, Loggo. That's but if you do need a pan flute player, I can do the chorus
of
Toto
pan flute
Africa.
As well.
That's all I've got. So
Look, don't joke about these things, because I will be like, I need a pan flute, and then you'll be like, oh, it was a joke, I don't actually play pan flute. I'm a musician, I take these things seriously. If you say you can play something, I will make you do it.
It's in my desk drawer, I can go get it now.
Shut up, don't do it. He does not have it. He's got a bottle from Ben from Silverchair that drank out of a bottle once, and he's kept it in his office drawer like some type of sicko. That's all he's got. He's not have a pan flute. I'm actually worried what he's coming back with.
Well, hopefully, I mean, if it's Ben from Silverchair, he could be coming back with anything, really.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there it is.
I didn't Amazing. Think you had it. You don't.
I've got the pan flute, of course. What am I going to do? I bought it for one stunt on the radio. I'm not going to throw it away.
Literally like, he does not have it. He's got a bottle from Ben from Silverchair.
Yeah, I do have that too. Yeah. But this has been depreciating in my tax the last 3 years.
I'm so sorry that we've come to
it. It looks like
this.
It's built properly. It's curved. It's not like something you buy by the side of the road.
No, all right, here we go.
You can't play pan flute.
All right. Well, I mean, I didn't expect to be whipping it out today.
Well,
so
that's what they said in the Sexyland ad when they asked you to do the ad.
And you know what? If you do get Tom to collaborate with you, he has to get in line, because on this album in particular, so many people join you, including John Butler from John Butler Trio. Now, with John Butler, he's very famous for doing like 17-minute intros and things like that. Yes. Did you have to say, you know what, mate? It's not your album. You're just here to support me.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the first time, we actually wrote a song for John's last record together. So the song that we wrote for this record wasn't our first time, you know, getting in the studio. But the first time we sung together, we were at my friend's wedding, and it was out in the forest in Western Australia. And so this beautiful location. And then someone kind of, they were about to walk down the aisle and, well, you know, in this forest setting, and someone like rocked up and said, oh, the wedding singers got lost. Can anyone sing them down the aisle? And me and John looked at each other. We're like, oh, we're those guys, aren't we? Okay. And so we worked out between the two of us that we knew Stand By Me. So we sung my friend Lucy down the aisle to Stand By Me. And then afterwards he was doing a show, and I swear I'm getting to a point here, but afterwards he was doing a show and he said, oh, you should come on and we'll sing Stand By Me. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. I'll come on. He's like, when do you want to come on? And I said, oh, I don't know, halfway through the set. Now, in Eskimo Joe, all of our songs are about 3.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
And so if anyone asks us to play for longer than an hour, we're like, what are we going to play? I said, oh, yeah, I'll come on halfway through the set. He's like, oh, you realize that's an hour and a half into the set. He wasn't joking. So I said, okay, I'll go on half an hour in, and that was like, he was like, okay, that's after song two. So, yeah, because every song was like, diddle, 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 you know. Yeah.
It's like enough already with the diddle, diddle, diddle.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's very good, though, you know, to be fair.
You know, there's that meme where it's like, they're on a plane and there's an incident and someone's like, anybody know a doctor? And your dad leans to you and like, they're not asking for a graphic designer, are they? Maybe you should see if you can open a PDF for him or something like that. You're like the reverse of that. Like, they didn't need a doctor. They needed musos, and you were there. That's awesome.
It was pretty funny. It was like we looked at each other, and we literally were like, that's us, isn't it? Yep. Okay, here we go.
Hey, so what's going on? This is your solo gear that you've, as you say, you wrote during the pandemic and lockdowns and stuff, Machines of Love and Grace. So the single is out. The album is on its way. What's going on with the Eskimo Joe side of things?
Well, we've got a really exciting tour happening this year. We're only doing capital cities at the moment, but we're doing two of our albums, The Songs of City and Black Fingernails Red Wine, which were really important albums for us and for our fans. We're going to play those two albums back to back in full, which is going to be heaps of fun. You know, we take our album making very seriously, so it'd be great to give those albums a bit of honor. And then in between that, I'll be hitting the road doing some touring, just playing solo, playing the songs from the album that I've just made, Machines of Love and Grace, and then I'll hit the capital cities doing that in November after we've done the big Esky shows.
Awesome. And I can see that you played Clancy's Fish Pub last night, so hopefully you got a few more nicer sounding venues on the way as well.
Well, Clancy's Hey, look, Clancy's Fish Pub is an institution in Fremantle where okay. I live, and it was actually for this real. Part of the record that I've made is, you know, you would have heard the buzzword of NFTs yes. going around, and as artists, it's actually a really exciting, fun thing to get into. So what I've done is I've created these set of like digital playing cards. They look like they're basically little pictures of me, like you've got a bunch of cards, and it's called Love in the Key of A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
And I've got this one song that I've rewritten in seven different ways in the key of A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh.
And you can buy them as like digital prints. So I don't even care if it makes no money whatsoever. Yeah. I just love the idea that it's the guy who's done all the artwork with me is the guy who's doing the artwork for the record. So it's this three-dimensional kind of expansion of what I've done musically on the record. And last night was the launch of a DAO, which is this kind of a group in Web3 called Ocean Floor Music. And they're the guys who kind of inspired me to get into doing the NFT thing. So they had their kind of industry soft launch last night, and I played a few songs, and it was great.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, John Butler Trio playing the snapper. The Fish Pub. He's very clever. He plays lots of things.
He
as
does,
well.
But so do you.
Play anything.
Yeah. All right, man. Look, we're very excited to hear that you guys are touring the country. Obviously, you'll be playing up the highway in Melbourne at some point. But yeah, love the fact that you got new music. When's the album coming out?
So September 20, around about that stage, it'll come out. I'm still putting the final touches on some of the songs. Like today, I've got to hit the studio, and there's a collaboration between myself and Katie Steele, who you might remember from Little Birdie.
Yes.
So we're doing a duet. It sounds beautiful. So I'm just getting ready to send that off to mix. So the whole album should be out and ready to go by September.
Magnificent.
All right, well, hurry up. Yes. Don't leave us waiting too long. All right,
well, we're loving. In the meantime, Machines of Love and Grace, the song, not the album, but yeah, we're going to have a listen to it now. Thanks heaps for your time this morning, Cav.
Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for the support, guys. I really appreciate it.